Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Paul. There's plenty on crime and policing in the papers this morning. The Irish Independent and Irish Times front pages both report that the government is failing to appoint a new Deputy Garda Commissioner. The Independent says the job is being boycotted by senior Gardaí because the person who gets it could face a tax bill of €500,000. The Times says the Deputy Commissioner job has been vacant since March and that that person is responsible for policing and security. Policing and security data prompt other stories in the papers this morning. The Irish Daily Mirror says that in the past year and a half, over €3 million has been spent on equipment for the Garda Public Order Unit. The Irish Daily Mail has the shopping list, which includes €73,000 on baseball caps. Other Garda statistics feature in the Herald, which tells us that the Garda Road policing unit numbers have fallen by almost a half in the past 15 years at a time when road deaths are spiralling. In response, the Gardaí say that all frontline Gardaí play a role in enforcement of traffic laws and in fact are responsible for the majority of convictions in some cases. Also on the Herald front page, a report on an attempted burglary of a Dublin home by seven masked men. It happened yesterday, and the family and their barking dog managed to scare the men out of the house. The Herald quotes the family as saying, "We're a little bit shook, but the main thing is we're all right." Two of the front pages this morning have the beginnings of a knock-knock joke. Knock-knock, who's there? But they substitute one of the knocks for Enoch, as in Enoch Burke, who turned up at the gate of his old school yesterday despite a High Court order forbidding him to go there. Enoch knock, who's there? Is the Herald's headline. The Star front page also has Look Who's Burke Again, and the line, Protest teacher back at school for new, in brackets, jail term. Although the punning headline of the day might be the one on the front page of The Sun over the story that Gráinne Shoige has been selected to be a candidate in the next election. The headline there is, it's showtime. Exam results are everywhere this morning, either those just released or about to be. The Northern papers cover the GCSE results from yesterday. The Irish News has a two-page spread of photos of smiling students, including one of identical triplet sisters from Belfast. Down south, the Irish Times and Irish Independent have supplements of advice for Leaving Cert students, while the headline in the Times is that this is the last year for the Leaving Cert grades to be inflated. And the Sun reports that the government is worried that terminology is keeping some students from going into trades, so they're thinking of dropping the word apprenticeships because they think it carries a stigma, like the phrase FOSS courses. John Fitzgerald is referencing the Bible while writing about the Central Statistics Office in the Irish Times Business Supplement. The CSO is 75 years old this year. He says he's been using its work for 50 years, but he says it's a bit like Mary and Martha in the Gospel. Martha complained that she had to do all the work in the kitchen while Mary was out there chatting with Jesus. In this case, he says the CSO is Martha while he's Mary having fun with their figures. Also in the Irish Times, Emer McLysett is writing about weddings, trends and conventions. She says, for example, there's a current fashion for the bride to be whisked off during the reception only to reappear with a new, shorter haircut. But it's the rules for female guests that really get to her. You're not allowed to wear white in case you upstage the bride. You're not allowed to wear black because it signifies you disapprove of the marriage. And you're not allowed to wear red in case you take attention away from the happy couple. At which she asks peevishly, we're already at your wedding. How much more attention do you need?
Ronan Kelly,